From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to bring the climate change accord into force this year.
Just as I believe the Paris Agreement will ultimately prove to be a turning point for our planet, I believe that history will judge today's efforts as pivotal. For the agreement to enter into force, as has already been stated, 55 countries representing 55% of global emissions must formally join. Together, the U.S. and China represent about 40% of global emissions. So today, we are moving the world significantly closer to the goal that we have set. We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing.
That's U.S. President Barack Obama speaking at the G20 summit in the historic city of Hangzhou. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for bomb blasts that killed 14 people in his hometown of Davao. While Abu Sayyaf militants have claimed responsibility for the blast, Duterte has investigators looking at the possibility that drug dealers may be involved. The president has launched a hard campaign against drug dealers since taking office. The lawlessness declaration allows the military to work with police to establish checkpoints and to increase patrols. Uzbekistan's ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days and was pronounced dead late Friday. This is VOA News. Continuing with the Uzbekistan story, James Nixie of London's Chatham House believes the largest and most powerful Central Asian nation could face prolonged fighting.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on Saturday in Hanoi, said his country would provide a credit line of $500 million to Vietnam for defense cooperation. The latest sign of closer ties between the two countries with separate territorial disputes with China. Mr. Modi is on a state visit to Vietnam, where today he also spoke about trade relations between India and Vietnam.
Enhancing bilateral commercial engagement is also our strategic objective. For this, new trade and business opportunities will be tapped to achieve the trade target of $15 billion by 2020.
Vietnam and India's bilateral trade has been growing at more than 25% annually in the last few years. Mr. Modi also called for the two nations to cooperate in responding to the emerging regional challenges. Vietnam is in the midst of a major military buildup that analysts say is a deterrent as neighboring China grows more assertive and staking its rival claims in the South China Sea. The FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The Federal Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server located in the basement of her New York home. FBI's director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. And Americans are celebrating Labor Day weekend, culminating on the Monday holiday, honoring U.S. workers and the contributions to the country's economy. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news, you can join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.